We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Tommy Tucker from our Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union studios on WWL-AM-FM.com and the Odyssey app. Join us on the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line 504-260-1870.
Man, being in this community and this culture is everything. You know, who that nation is something special, and you have to be a part of it to know. You have to experience it to know. No outsider would be able to look in and understand what it means to be a part of this culture. You know, the team breathes the community breathes the team, and it's everything, you know. And so, you know, I respect this environment. I respect this culture and came in understanding it and embraced it, and it embraced me back, you know. And so it's just one of those things that, you know, it was mutual on both sides. I think this culture knows that I understand it, and it understands me, and you know we were a match made in heaven. And so it means everything to me to be a Saint and be a part of who that nation.
To find them, matches made in heaven. That's DeMario Davis, one of the better linebackers in the NFL, and certainly I think the best linebacker the Saints have. 6'16", Tommy Tucker talking to our friend Mike Dettillier, WWL NFL and college football analyst, about minicamp. Hey, Mike, how are you?
I'm fine. Thank you, Tommy.
So let me go back a second, because I was trying to piece this together. Minicamp is normally mandatory, but the NFL gave teams the choice of voting as to whether or not to hold it virtually. Am I right so far?
Yeah, well, however you want to define virtually, okay. If you wanted to have it, because, you know, for some of the teams, I mean, it's back to normal. Getting back on the field, working with players like you would normally see in a mini camp. Mm-hmm. And for other teams, and, you know, Coach Payton decided that it's not what he wanted to do this year. And he put a much more concentrated effort on conditioning and weightlifting and everything else involved with it, and also teaching sessions. So it's a little bit different twist to what we would normally see, and we'll see how it works out. I mean, yesterday he even talked about, hey, we'll see how all this works out and make a decision if we're going to continue to do this or we will keep this as a permanent deal.
In terms of, I'm confused, how long does minicamp go, and what he means in the future of next season, or?
In the future of next season. In essence, it's sort of shut down now. So now players are going to be on their own and working out on their own. And, you know, it's the time of the year. Rick Ventura used to tell me, you know, once you get into June until the middle of July, it's the scariest part of the year mm-hmm. for a coach, because that player and is sort of on his own, okay? A lot of times it's, you know, these OTAs and mini camps and everything else. They're on their own. A lot of times they go back home. They visit relatives. They visit, you know, people that they know. And he always said, man, I'd always hold my breath because like you said, you know, the world out there isn't protective like they are inside this building. That, you know, you sort of on a routine. You know what you, where you're supposed to be. You know what you're supposed to be doing. And things happen. And he would always tell me, you know, as much as I like some of the time off, and the players, I get it, need that time off, it scares the bejesus out of me that something bad could potentially happen. And, I mean, that could happen every day. That it's just not that. But that you've got some time off and you're away from what you normally are in that routine of doing things. And I get it, because you're going to start to see things happen headline-wise with maybe players, something going awry.
I'm going to tell you what, if you're playing golf, it's different. You know what I mean? If you're a lone wolf, but if you're in any team activity, and I don't mean just sports, sales meeting, whatever, I don't think you can have the same impact virtually as you can all together, especially when it comes to something like football with the timing that's involved, et cetera, and the different moves and just playing football.
What
so
it, what it messes up is more defense, Tom, and more than anything, you can't practice defense out on the field, okay? If I'm a quarterback, wide receiver, running back, tight end, I can practice that, okay? I can go out with a receiver or a tight end, and I can practice pitching and catching the football. On defense, try to practice to take the right angle to the running back on your
virtually,
own.
You mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, on your own.
How
right.
do you do
yes.
that?
Yeah.
Okay. And the physicality part of now today, you can't hit them too high. You can't hit them too low. How do you practice that? That's why the first month of the season in September is really built for you offensively. It used to be that defense had the advantage early. Today, that's not the case. It's the offenses that have the advantage. Now, by October, you've gotten 3-4 games under you. It's starting to come around, and you start to see the defenses playing better. Because it's not a light switch, okay? You're not in your backyard playing football, or this is not high school football. This is the big leagues, and it's different. And it's not something all of a sudden you stop, and 7 months later it's all come back. And so you get it that it's not going to be like it was in December or January. It's a little bit different. It's about timing on defense and the physicality part of it. That you can't do that. You can't practice that anywhere. Even if you have other people, that part you can't practice.
John Rahm, last week, golfer, didn't get his vaccine, tested positive for COVID, paid the price because he was DQ'd. But when we come back, I want to talk about the policy for the NFL this year. Bruce Arians talking about bringing in a vaccination specialist. He says, I'm the vaccination specialist. If you want to get back to normal, get vaccinated. I don't know what the feeling is with the NFL players, and I don't know what the percentage of players that are vaccinated, or if the NFL keeps track of that, or what the policy is. We'll talk about it more when we come back. 6:22, time for traffic now on WWL. 6:26, Tommy Tucker, WWL, spending some time with our friend Mike Dettelier, WWL NFL and college football analyst. Sean Payton saying he hopes the Saints reach their 85% of players being vaccinated threshold, which means it's pretty much back to business as usual for players and staff. And you hear the hesitancy, Mike, because I'm not quite sure if the players that are not in that 85% are still going to have to be tested daily, et cetera. Bruce Arians, you heard me before the break say he's the vaccine expert, get vaccinated. Do you think that's going to be much of a problem in the NFL this year with players testing? And I mentioned John Rahm, the golfer, over the weekend, last weekend. The same kind of thing happening maybe with some NFL players this season?
Yeah, no doubt about it. You can't force them to do it. They are being a strong suggestion for them to get vaccinated by everyone, mm-hmm. from the Players Association to the teams, coaches, you name it. But they're, you know, you're going to go through the same thing, and you're going to have some players that are going to get, you know, test positive and miss games. You're not going to go. It's not going to be 100%. I mean, I get it to try to get to 80-85%, but that 15-20% is for, you know, whatever reasons or reason you don't want to get vaccinated, means you're going to get tested, and, you know, everybody's going to get tested no matter what, because you can still catch it, you know, even after you get the vaccines. But you're going to have some situations occur like what happened last year, where players are going to miss games. That's the obvious part of it. That's been discussed, you know, all off season. That, you know, you're still involved with this.
Text comes in here, Mike. Is the season a make it or you are cut season for Davenport? And is that the reason the Saints drafted a first round pick from Houston?
Well, I think part of that is the fact that you lost Trey Hendrickson. Okay, here's a guy that gave you double-digit sacks, and, you know, he goes to Cincinnati. So who takes his place? Marcus Davenport has been a good player when he has stayed healthy. The issue has been he's not been able to stay healthy. And early on, I thought, I'll use this term, he was sort of a carpenter's helper. He helped set up other people. But now it's time that he becomes the finished carpenter, because, you know, he's got enough experience to do it. It's all about him staying healthy, and they counting on you. Defensive ends that can rush a quarterback are gold, and you get paid like that. He's got to understand it's no more time for potential. It's time for production.
And it's a violent sport, but you ain't doing us no good in the room. 6:30 more, we come back. Time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Dave Cohen. Black and gold machine, get on up. Get up, get Tommy Tucker up, back with Mike Dettelier, WWL NFL college football analyst, talking about the Saints and minicamp and LSU football. And, Mike, when it comes to the Saints and the quarterback competition, Taysom Hill is going to have to be some kind of good to not just beat out Jameis Winston, but to beat out Taysom Hill in the other positions that he would be missed at. Agree or disagree?
Yeah, he would be a real shocker to me if game one, healthy Jameis Winston is watching and is not starting. I mean, come on, you can read the tea leaves here. That's who Coach Payton wants. I mean, you know, I get it. You gotta say what you gotta say, and it, you know, whatever quarterback competition it is. But this is Jameis Winston's job. Taysom, you know, I don't really know how difficult that would be for him to be that. Now, Tommy, I just wonder a little bit in that you may have to curtail some of that. Other stuff he's doing, because now he becomes your backup quarterback. He's your number two guy. And I still think you will see some of this, what I would call power goal line and red zone short yarded situations, that you're still going to use Taysom in that manner. But I think, you know, stuff of flexing him out as a wide receiver, flex tight end, maybe even some of the special teams, you're going to have to curtail that. Because he now is your guy as the backup if something happens to Winston. And so while I think some of the offensive plays, that's going to be in place. You've done that. I think maybe some of the other things, especially on special teams, I think you'd have to peel that back. It's just a different world in which you sort of walking on. It's the first year Taysom has talked about it, that he has trained specifically just for quarterback. Mm. And so that sort of tells you where this is leading at this stage. And you're still going to see him in these offensive packages. What could be peeled back more is some of the et cetera, special teams work in particular.
And it's as simple as if you got Jameis Winston on the field, you can have Taysom Hill on the field as well. But if
That's
you got
right.
a quarterback, rather, if you got Taysom Hill at quarterback, you're not going to see Jameis Winston on the field. It's like you're losing a player almost.
Yeah, and, you know, that, listen, that was a lot of debate at first when it happened is, what the hell is Sean doing? You're not putting the ball, you know, you're taking the ball out of one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time's hands, and you put in Taysom Hill? But then you started to see a little bit of the method of the madness of what he was trying to do. And they've had a lot of teams go after people that they felt could play that role. Has anybody else done it?
You know, concerns
and that
about
long
Taysom
hesitation
Hill.
Tells you no one else is doing what Hill's was been able to do. And he's a heck of a football player. I want him on my team. Mm-hmm. But as a starting quarterback, that it's going to be Jameis Winston's job. Again, the Saints aren't going to tell you that now, but they don't have to. You can figure it out. They didn't bring Jameis back to be the backup quarterback. They brought him and re-signed him to be the starting quarterback.
One thing that concerns me about Taysom Hill, and there may not be any stats to prove this, but it just seems anecdotally, once a player that seems indestructible breaks his maiden and gets hurt, you just worry about that in the future and durability, and that goes to what you were saying, Mike, about limiting the amount of plays that you see from him, et cetera, because he's your backup quarterback. After that, it gets pretty thin, does it not?
Well, what you got is a rookie in Ian Book and Trevor Siemian, who's been a career journeyman. He's bounced all over this league. So you get it. Now, here's the crazy thing about Taysom and the fact that he was hurt every year in college. Every year he had some injury. Mm-hmm. And he missed time every year because of an injury. He's come into the league and basically he's not missed any time. I mean, it's been very little.
Until last year, right?
Yeah, he got hurt last year.
Yeah.
But, you know, in essence, he really hasn't missed much time. Now, because this is a violent sport. You get out there, you understand. But for a guy, that's unusual. Because I think that follows you. I've done this long enough. You get guys who have been hurt in college, it sort of follows them into a league where you're playing a lot more games. And, you know, he's one speed, pedal to the metal. You know, he plays all out. So, you know, last year he had a knee injury. You know, he had a wrist injury the year before. And what we don't know is sometimes guys start playing through those injuries. Mm-hmm. But it's been unusual for him is that he has, you know, other than for a short time, he has stayed relatively healthy.
And I guess that's my concern, that he didn't pick up an injury shadow in the NFL now like he had in college. There's no way to know about it. I just worry about that. We're going to talk about college football playoffs when we come back. 651, 9 till 7. Traffic now, WWE. 655, 5 till 7. 4 minutes till another code word. The first of 11 you'll get today in the $1,000 Odyssey National Cash Contest. Talking to Mike Dettillier, WWL NFL College Football Analyst. Mike, I might have to table a college football playoff discussion because I definitely want to get in Drake Kirkpatrick and what's the situation with him in terms of the Saints and getting him as a cornerback, free agent. Can they afford him? The visit, how did it go? Talk about it.
Well, he came and he left.
He came, he left.
Man, listen, I don't like that in college football, because when a guy leaves and I don't get a commitment, man, you know, the door is still open. And he was talking to the Patriots before. He would fit here because he's played a lot of what I call quarters coverage. He's done a lot of that with the Bengals. And, you know, tall, lanky, really thin, really fast cover corner. What has happened with him in the league is he's been beaten by the more bigger physical receivers just because of the way he's built. And but he would fit, and this team needs a veteran corner. And I would use the word cornerbacks. It's plural. Because I always worry about maybe what I shouldn't worry about, and that's injuries. But it's going to happen. And normally injuries happen not to the position where you super thick. It's where you rail thin. And so I think that there's some ongoing talks with Dre Kirkpatrick, who's a veteran in this league. Again, he has played in this quarters coverage, which the Saints do a lot of. And you do realize that most likely your best cover corner, Marshawn Lattimore, is going to miss at least a game or two early in the season. And so, man, you got some roster management situations there. And you can't go into the season with P.J. Williams and Patrick Robinson and Adebo. You got to get more than that at cornerback at this stage.
190, he's a string bean, isn't he? That's pretty thin for 6'2".
Yeah, he's always been like that, though. Since he was coming out of Alabama, he's been a real rail thin, tall, lengthy cover corner. And the physicality part of, man, you look at the size of these receivers today. Good gracious. They look like they just walked off of Muscle Beach. I mean, these guys are chiseled. So you can see where he's going to lose some battles there. It's just be, you know, okay, the bigger, stronger guy is going to win at times. But at this stage, you need veteran cornerbacks. And he may be one of the top available at this point in time.
Thank you, Mike. I hope you have a great weekend. And remember, he came, what was it, and he left, right? Is that what you said?
He came and he left.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.